Well, Martin, first of all, obviously looking forward to the reserve final on Sunday and obviously hoping to start the day on a winning note.
Ah, definitely. We're looking forward to it. Hopefully, you know, it'd be a massive positive even for the senior team if we can get over the line and they can hear that result in the dressing room. We'll give them an extra lift also, but we're just going to focus ourselves and on the day and do the best we can. Hopefully, it'll be enough to get us over the line. We're up against top offers in unions, but look, they're a fantastic team. But we have a very good experienced mix of youth there as well and an experience.
Tell me a little about the team.
I suppose we have you know, we have a good strong midfield, you know, and we have Nathan Byrne kind of there this year, kind of just, I suppose, and we have good experience.
Played senior championship last year.
Played senior last year, yeah, and obviously you'll always get boys fluctuating between senior and reserve just in any given year. Obviously we have, you know, experience with Dara and Aaron Thompson there. So, it's, you know, it's amazing, but we have good young lads coming through as well. They've came through from minor teams, and you know the likes of Keane has came through, and also, you know, we have up front we have young Mark Burke, who's been scoring very well for us. But look, I'm sure inside the forwards they're going to be well marshalled this weekend. They'll not be get the room that they got maybe in the league and other championship games against the good unions team. So hopefully we can score enough just to get us over the line effectively.
Yeah, a lot been talked about. This team after your win over was a Gwydor in the semi-final.
Oh, against Glenfinn, we bet, yeah, the semi-final. Look, it was a big one, yeah, we're not, but I suppose a dollar semi-final would probably be argument said was the two better teams in terms of, so maybe no disrespect to Glenfinn, but you know, Gwydor and St Eunan's and ourselves and arguably maybe Kilcar, you know, the famous top four, as they say, do have nearly have the four strongest reserve teams as well. It's just the way it works out, and you know, obviously we had a big score that day, and you know, maybe we got off to a good start, and that was kind of maybe the point that it kind of assured us to win the game. But I don't think we'll have a big score on Sunday. It'll be a tight game. Lux and Unions have a quality side. All their so-called their junior A boys are dropping back down now, or dropping up. I don't know what way it is, but you know, they'll have Finn and they'll have Lee McMonagall back playing now in the reserve team, and you know, they'll be hurting after not winning that junior A championship, so they're getting another bite at the apple to try and take home some silverware.
Yeah. And how difficult is it to manage, given your C team are in the final as well? How difficult is it to manage the team throughout the year, and your seniors are going well?
It's not that difficult. You know, there's a great culture within the team, and there's a great relationship between all three managers. Sometimes the reserves and the seniors will train together early in the year, and ourselves and the thirds then would train together other nights. So, you know, some days we all train separately. So we just communicate well and we work well together. And, you know, there's a great culture within the parish to try and be successful and to win things. And there's a great spirit within the community. And look, it just comes down to, you know, hard work and everyone that's you know, helped in whatever way they can. It's great.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, it's not the most populated part of Donegal. Obviously, it's a great achievement to have the three teams in finals.
Yeah, no, that's the point I made earlier, that, you know, Letterkenny has a population of nearly 20,000 and we've only a population of less than 2, and so some people maybe don't like to hear it, but that's the fact of the matter, and that comes down to, you know, the work that's been done at school level, you know, in the national schools and at underage and from the parents and everyone, and you know, keep getting kids interested in playing Gaelic football, and then hopefully we can bring them forward then into playing senior football also.
Last one, 2017, can you win it back?
I think we can, yeah. 17 was a great achievement to get the monkey off the back and win that first one. We got to the final then the following year in 18, and when we didn't perform in that final, again we came up against Unions last year in the quarter final, and again maybe it was a game we probably should have won, only for a late goal, and you know, this weekend we'll have to keep the concentration levels for 60 minutes, or if there's extra time, whatever the case may be. And the boys are hungry to, you know, different group of players obviously and things, so they're hungry to put their name on it and breed their own success effectively and go from there.
Logan, you're back in county final day. It's going to be a massive day for the Neave Connell Club 2 finals. It's up to yourself and the reserve side to get it off to a good start.
Aye, it's going to be a big day now. It's been a big week leading up to it, big buzz about the town, and the thirds are in the final too, so three senior finals, not bad going, but we have to try, I suppose, make the most of it now. It's no good getting the finals unless you win them.
Yeah, we've seen this down through the years with Niamh Connell. They always seem to have a very strong second string. How do you keep it going? How do you keep young players motivated to come out and train and push it all along?
I suppose there's no better people to look up to than our seniors at the minute. You know, you've the likes of Leo, Marty. They just keep going and going, and I suppose the young bucks coming through, we know we're going to get a chance, I suppose, at some stage, and you know, they can't play forever. It's just all about keeping the thing going and trying your best at training, because a lot of the time we're training with them throughout the year, and it's just good people to look up to, both as footballers and just as people in general.
And there seems to be a fantastic culture within your camp, the likes of Aaron Thompson and Seamus Corcoran, who would have played a lot of senior football, but you know, they'll still come in and they'll still put the shoulder to the wheel for the reserves.
Listen, there's a good atmosphere down the pitch every night. You know, we enjoy training, and the young bucks coming in, we always just click with the older bucks. You know, it's always good that way, and I know it's good now. It's good in fairness.
You meet St Unions. As far as I'm aware, they perhaps beat you with a very late goal last year at the quarter final stage. So you'll be out to try and avenge that one.
Listen, Unions are a bit like ourselves with the senior squads they have in the club. We've met them in reserve now all the years I've been playing anyway, and they've probably got the upper hand most of the time. I know we've won one final, I think it was 18, but we'll be hoping now to try and not get them back as such, but make amends for a few of those losses anyway.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people would have watched them last Saturday before their game. They had Guido Orlick, the likes of Lee McMonagle was playing. You know, they've a lot of good quality players themselves.
I suppose they're like ourselves in that way too. They've a lot of quality. You know, I suppose a few of them boys played junior A, and they're coming back in now after they were knocked out of that. So you know, you've Lee McMonagle there, as you say. Cormac Finn too in midfield, you know, was a powerhouse. Still, you know, defensively too, they've told there at full back. So listen, they're going to be hard to beat, and we'll give it our best shot.